T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What do you do when it's falling apart and you knew it was gone from the very start? Do you close your eyes and dream about me? A girl in love with a gleam in your eye, I was a younger boy all dressed in white.
Come on, here we go. Night Ranger is your artist of the day, or as we like to say, your AOTD.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Story here out of Dallas, Texas. This comes from the New York Times. The funeral for Tatiana Jefferson, the 28-year-old woman shot and killed by a Fort Worth police officer who is now charged with murder. The funeral has been postponed after a family dispute. Mrs. Jefferson's funeral has been had been scheduled to take place at the Potter's House Church in Dallas on Saturday over the weekend. Was expected to draw crowds of mourners, including the Reverend Al Sharpton, who planned to speak. The delay followed a Dallas judge's order that Marquise Jefferson, who says he is Miss Jefferson's father, should have the full authority to make funeral and burial arrangements. The ruling from the judge also included a restraining order keeping the funeral home staff and Vanita Boddy, an aunt of Miss Jefferson, from making any arrangements without Mr. Jefferson's approval. Miss Jefferson's family members have said that she had recently been living with and taking care of her mother, whose health was in decline. Mr. Jefferson, the dad, is listed as Miss Jefferson's father on a birth certificate that he filed with his petition to the court. But Miss Boddy, the aunt, said at a news conference this week that Mr. Jefferson was not the biological father. A hearing is scheduled for today in the case.
They got a restraining order.
Put the woman in the ground. I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
The funeral. But I know every person listening, I don't care the circumstance of the death. Does everyone not have some funeral rift story? Because it has all of these things. Think about it. And I don't care, again, the circumstance of the death.
Well, you do, but that's notwithstanding.
I don't mean in this case. For anyone listening, it does not matter the circumstance of the death. You have alcohol, usually. You have multiple members of one family who may or may not get along or may not ever spend any time together for various reasons until there's a funeral. People who would otherwise bag out of a wedding will not bag out of a funeral. Would you agree with that, Scott? Like if it's a cousin or something, I got a soccer game Saturday. But if it's a funeral, generally everyone in the family comes together for the funeral. But you throw in alcohol, any old family history. Okay. And I don't know what it is about the funeral where we see this type of issue. Maybe not all the way to a restraining order over who gets to bury the decedent.
Why would you care? What would prevent you from just saying, you know what? You want to pay for it? Have at it.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for it.
Let me ask in a sensitive way because I do not know the answer. And I do not know. I'm just trying to come up with a reason there would be a rift here.
Well, I'm not worried about the rift. What I'm worried about is what is the purpose of keeping her above ground?
I wonder if there does the aunt or the father have control of, say, a GoFundMe account? And then is that where this is coming from?
Mm.
Because he, and I'm not saying he's not upset, he's clearly upset about the aunt making the arrangements for the funeral. But I'm kind of with you. You would want to be involved, but if someone in the family wants to take over that duty, which is an enormous thing to do,
right?
Would you not say, yeah, please.
Have at it, friend.
Order the flowers.
Yeah, do whatever you want. Buy the plot.
Let me at least look over the obituary.
Listen, you and I both know that your parents and my mom have fewer days in front of the horse and riding in the back of the cart, okay?
Okay.
I'm not trying to be crass. I'm not trying to be cruel. My mother is 74 years old. She's had cancer twice and a heart attack once. I hope my mother lives to be 100 years old. But common sense tells me that's probably not going to be the case. Okay?
Okay.
So at some point, I would imagine in the next 15 years, my mother is going to claim her spot in her golden room in heaven. And I have no doubt about
it.
Okay. I have no doubt about it. If when she dies, my brother comes to me and says, Scott, Beaver here, if you don't mind, Joe and I would like to take over the funeral arrangements from you. Do you know what my answer is going to be? Okay.
Yes, but.
No, yes, but.
There are two sons and your mom.
Well, in this case, we have a person who claims to be the biological father and a woman who says she's the aunt. What's the difference?
But does the biological father not have, and I hate to use the word first rights.
Well, unless she has children, but we don't think she does.
Does he not have first rights to the last rights? That's my question.
But first rights to what?
To being the one who arranges that, if that is what you want to do for your daughter.
I can't believe people are fighting over who gets to pay for a funeral.
In the application for the restraining order, Mr. Jefferson said he was denied a role in making the arrangements by, among others, his daughter's aunt, Bonita. Her first name is Vanita. So you have someone...
The B and the V are right next to each other.
No, because he misspelled it with more than three letters.
Oh.
You have someone making funeral arrangements for this woman, and her father doesn't even know her first name. That's what I take from this.
Okay.
Vanita looks like Vanetta with an I, and Bonita doesn't look anything like that. That's not a typo. He doesn't know her name.
I'll give you that.
So would you not prefer to have the arrangements done for your own daughter? I can see where you would want something to do with that.
But not to the extent, Dana, quite frankly, where I would use her body, her dead body, in a coffin, casket, as some sort of leverage to prove my point.
Yeah.
It's not about you, Dad.
The last thing I will say is Ms. Jefferson did not have a will. And this is why, if you are listening...
Well, she's also 28 years
you
old.
I don't care. Everybody needs
Dana,
a will.
I'm not excusing it.
I know.
She's 28 years old and probably didn't expect to be shot by a cop through a window.
Any attorney listening would say, this is why you have a will.
Brian in Kansas City. Brian, hello.
Hi,
go ahead.
Well, you know, I've been a long-time listener and first-time caller, but this just kind of got to me to hear this come out of the woods like this. And I just kind of feel like maybe the guy's hoping to be named in a wrongful death lawsuit, maybe get some money, some kind of, you know, award for... when they sue, because there's going to be a lawsuit.
Well, that's all well and good, but why do you have to keep the body above ground?
That's just his way of getting in there and trying to prove that he's a father, I guess. You know, it's not even proved that he is at this point.
Yeah, here's what I'd like to know, and we got to get to break.
She didn't have children, did she?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so.
So if there is a settlement, and I'm not saying this is what this is about, but you know as well as I do, when you start talking about lawsuits and money and all of that, that throws another wrench into what is already a horrible time for this family.
But here's where I need a lawyer listener to call in, especially someone in civil law. She was 28 years old. We don't think she had children. Does a father have the wrongful death rights, if you will, follow me here, over an adult, and by adult, I mean she's been an adult for 10 years, child? And I don't know the answer to that.
In the absence of an heir, Scott, my guess is it kicks to the parents, but I don't know.
576-7798. Hope to see a lot of you tonight at Michael Franti, down at Grinders. Will and I will be there with our better halves.
I get to meet Kelly.
I get to meet Julie.
It's going to be good times.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time tonight. It's going to be a good show. We're talking about the woman who was tragically killed last week in Fort Worth, Texas. You know the story. She was 28 years old, playing a video game with her nephew early in the morning when a neighbor called in a welfare check or possible intruder check or whatever it was. I know if I say welfare check, people are going to just destroy me on the text line. Because the front door was open. Police go to the house. They don't identify themselves. They walk around with the flashlights. She comes to the window. We're starting to learn she may have had a gun in her hand. Who wouldn't, by the way? I would. And the police officer shoots her through the window. Now, she was supposed to have been buried on Saturday. But there is a fight between the family. A man claiming to be her biological father has jumped in, saying, no. Aunt, Vanita, you don't get to bury my kid. And a judge has determined that she cannot be buried as of yet, until this is figured out.
For those of you wondering, and this is not unusual in a high-profile case like this, there is at least one GoFundMe page that has surpassed its goal of $250,000.
Shocker.
And there will be a civil lawsuit. And so for those of you saying, this is going to be about who has standing to collect from the city, which will happen. It will happen, and it will be a big number. Is that what this rift is about? And again, I don't know, because he doesn't even know the aunt's correct name.
It's Vanita. Everybody knows that. Mark in North Kansas City. Mark, hello.
Hello, sir. Has anybody considered religious ramifications? I know in my family we had a rift one time with somebody because they were Jehovah's Witnesses and they wouldn't even show up to their own sister's funeral because of the religious beliefs. If this, whoever's taken over the funeral arrangements has gone to some, I don't know, obscure church and nobody wants to attend it, is that something that might be an issue?
I don't know that it's an issue in this case, but boy, you bring up an interesting one, Mark. I bet you more often than not when there is some kind of big family brouhaha over a funeral, is religion part of the reason why? I'm sure it's one of the reasons we see these issues pop up.
But Mark and Dana, I would ask you both, why not we take into account, God forbid, the religious beliefs of the person who was killed?
Yeah, the decedent.
Well, they're not the one handling arrangements anymore. I mean, unless they set something up where they're going to be buried in a certain church or a certain plot or something like this, it's up to the people that are left to do this. And if you have, like I said, we've had huge argument. We couldn't believe the sisters of my grandmother wouldn't show up because they were Jehovah's Witnesses.
Huh.
And
wait. What's the beef with Jehovah's Witnesses not showing up for a funeral?
He's asking why. Why would they not come?
Yeah, why would they not show up?
because they were afraid that there would be something said in scriptures or something like that that would offend or would be against their belief. And so they're, I guess, I'm not sure. I don't know all the ins and outs of Jehovah's Witness.
Guess what? But Mark, with all respect to your family members, I think you're talking about family members. With all respect to your family members, if at some point my brother had converted, and he hasn't, but if he had converted to Judaism, and my brother, God forbid, dies before me, and his funeral service is held in a synagogue, I would still attend. I wouldn't care. That was his belief.
I wouldn't either, to be honest with you, but the sisters, it was a big family, 10 total brothers and sisters, and my grandmother's family, and two of them that were Jehovah's Witnesses did not attend due to the fact that...
Just tell them you're having a Halloween party this week and invite them over. I mean,
if they stay home, the Jehovah's Witnesses will come knock on their door anyway.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Will, come on, man.
Wow.
Make house calls.
Do you ever get those knocks on your door?
It's been a couple of years, but yes.
And they always say, are you sure that if you died today, you would go to heaven?
My response is always no.
You want to find out?
Are you sure?
My response is always, in the history of the world, when you are knocking on someone's door to give them a religious pamphlet, has anyone ever said, God, you know what? I've been Catholic for 35 years, but damn, that pamphlet looks good. Sign me up.
We're going to get that orange outfit.
I think they're leaning toward people who are not otherwise affiliated.
Which is only going to bring them into the church
quicker.
How many doors
have you knocked on?
I mean, give me a... You guys wonder why I go all G.I. Joe and grab my gun when somebody knocks on the door. I'm just afraid I'm going to open it. It's going to be, if you die today, do you know that you'll go to heaven?
Are you saying that you would shoot a Jehovah's Witness?
I didn't say that.
No,
but that is not what I said.
I mean, wouldn't a quick way to end that conversation just be yes?
I am actually.
Or just answer the door naked.
Are you sure you'll go to heaven?
And just be like, yes? Can I help you?
Thank you.
What's going on?
Oh, it's all going on. Because
I'm allowed to be naked in my house.
Am I sure I'm going to heaven? Yes, thank you. Have a nice day.
Have a good day.
Have a blessed day.
My name is Michael Fronte. Oh, and we'll be dancing to this one tonight. Down at Grinders. Michael Fronte and Spearhead at Grinders tonight. We're talking about this horribly bizarre story out of Fort Worth. Tragic and bizarre. Where this woman is playing video games with her nephew last week. Early in the morning, the police are called to the house. They start going around the side, flashing their flashlights in, and they shoot and kill her through a window. Now the family, and I use family in air quotes, is all worked up about the funeral. And in fact, she was supposed to be buried on Saturday. Her body remains above ground as the family works this out. Ralph in Honolulu. Hello, Ralph.
Oh, hi, Ralph.
Oh, hi. How you guys
doing?
Are you actually calling in from Hawaii?
Yeah, I'm sitting in Kapi'olani Park at the base of Diamond Head.
Oh, it's so beautiful there.
We are jealous.
It's about 84, partly cloudy, but it's Missouri here. It's not very pleasant.
Well, weigh on in here, Ralph. Go ahead.
Well, this thing was a bit of a puzzle to me until you mentioned the impending presence of Al Sharpton. And then things kind of cleared up for me. I'm just speculating here, but I'm thinking there was one side of family that wanted a big political event. They wanted this to turn into a big political event. And the other side just wanted a quiet, dignified family ceremony. And I don't have more direct information to use, but, you know, Sharpton doesn't show up for a quiet, dignified family ceremony.
Hmm. It might be political, or they might just hate each other. I mean, honestly, it could be something like that. And you know the big one we're forgetting about? Someone brought up religion as a family wrecker during funeral time. The big one that we are forgetting about, Scott, is when the new wife is in charge of those decisions. I bet you that's actually the most common rift. If there's been a divorce, and let's say your 77-year-old father, who's a widow, remarries a 45-year-old, 50-year-old woman, now that woman is in charge. That's going to be the most common comes to this funeral stuff.
Let me put this in mildly more personal terms. Let's say St. Margaret got married to a guy that I guess I tolerate, but I don't really like.
Mm-hmm. A little suspicious of
motives kind of thing. Why is a 45-year-old guy marrying a 74-year-old woman who's battled breast cancer and two bouts of cancer and a heart attack?
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to take her home
mm-hmm.
and bury her in Boise, Idaho.
Yeah. That's probably the most common
I could see Beaver and me having a problem.
And I'm going to say brawl. That's not even going to be a fight. That is going to be a brawl over a relatively new member of the family who is legally allowed to make decisions like that.
Oh. Yeah, I could definitely see that. But that's not what we're dealing with in this case. But I see your point, and I see where you're trying to take the conversation. And it's interesting. You or your ex-husband gets married to a Brazilian woman. I don't know.
Who I adore.
And if Joe were to die tragically and young, she wants to take him down to Brazil to bury him. I would imagine you would probably say, I don't think that's a good idea.
Right. But I believe if you are a new spouse, that is your right. What's different about this case in Texas is she was single with no heir. There is no child.
No husband.
She was a young, single
mm-hmm.
woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the court is involved, because who is next in line? And I, Scott, I don't know.
Robert in Blue Springs. Hello, Robert.
Yes. Hey, I love your show, guys.
Thank you. It's yours.
I spent 18 years as a funeral director in the state of Missouri, and you'd be totally surprised at some of the things that people do. And actually, again, I'm not in Texas, but in Missouri, it is actually the funeral home's responsibility to discover who the legal next of kin is. Even as far as I've had hospitals that release the body to the wrong next of kin, and it falls on my plate to have to find that legal next of kin by asking questions. Now, I've had people lie to me. I had a situation where a year later, after burying someone, that got a phone call inquiring about this. Had that person been really upset or sideways, they could have involved the funeral home and certainly the family that lied, that said that there was no other next of kin.
Robert, with no will, and you are single and young, and there's no will, no children, you are a young single person in Kansas City, say, okay?
Okay, yep.
Who is the legal next of kin? Is it mom and dad?
Mom and dad, absolutely. It goes blood relatives, starting from mom and dad, and works their way down. No siblings. And now I have also the right to refuse. If they called me, it was my daughter, and they called me and said, you know, sir, your daughter's passed away. I don't want nothing to do with it. You leave it to somebody else. Then the next person can step up. So I've had that situation where I've had to call that next of kin and just say, listen, not only are you responsible for the arrangement, you're also responsible for the payment of those arrangements.
So what if Robert, the mom and dad don't get along? Is it mom or dad, or what if they can't agree?
Perfect example. Look up at the Ted Williams situation when he passed away, where the brother and the sister that were alive were fighting. One brother wanted to have the brain and body cryogenically frozen.
That's right.
His body was alive, was above ground for almost 2 years before they figured out through the court system what they could do with it. So, yes, that certainly falls into the court's lap at that point. As a funeral home, really, they can be in trouble if they didn't ask the right questions and do everything. I've spent up to a week doing everything I could to find so-called next of kin before finally I left it up to the court to decide, yeah, hey, we got to lay this person to rest.
What is the craziest thing you've seen a family fight over?
Yes.
Mostly, you know, usually it comes down to money. You know, you've had them fight over the money about who's going to pay or who, if there is a will or if there is money available. Most of the time it comes down to the fact that, hey, I don't have the money and I'm not paying, let them handle it. You know, situations where people wanted to bury the person in one spot. I have had a body exhumed after a court order decided that this man was not married to this woman long enough for her to make these choices. They exhumed the body and laid the body to rest 4 hours away in Kansas where he was from.
Have you ever had, and not to be gruesome or grotesque.
Nope. You're all right.
Have you ever had to give half the body to somebody and the other half to somebody else?
Obviously, you're talking about in a cremation situation. No, but I have had people agree to do such things as split up the body. And it's the, ultimately, it's that next of kin that made and paid for the arrangements that makes those
choices. Of course, I'm talking about Robert, no, I'm not thinking you're sawing the guy in half.
Robert, don't you know, though, when a family comes in almost right off the bat, if it's going to be a smooth transaction or if there are going to be waves because no one gets along?
Oh, no, Dana, that stuff is falling apart right in front of us in the services. I've had people get sideways. The worst is when there's been a divorce and the kids don't like the new stepmom. You know, maybe it was 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And even they still don't like her. Maybe it was just happened a couple of years ago. So I've certainly seen those things go down right in front of me.
Has there ever been a fight?
Like a fist fight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to say where I'm from, but I've actually... I actually had to body check a guy one time for he got real nasty with his sisters and his mom.
I'm not even halfway done with you. Can you hang on, Robert?
Sure.
Oh, my God. These stories are good.
I got 100 things to ask you, Robert.
Oh, my word.
He body checked someone in front of the body.
576-7798. I got to get back to Robert in Blue Springs, who is a former funeral director. And we're talking about this story out of Fort Worth where the family's fighting over a Tatiana and her funeral. She was supposed to be buried on Saturday. She's a woman who was shot and killed by a Fort Worth police officer.
It's actually a restraining order in place to prevent her burial
so
right now.
So she remains in the casket above ground. When 48 hours ago, she should have been put in the ground. God bless her always. Robert, are you still there?
You betcha. And I got to tell you, first off, that song you played right there has got me cracking up.
Well, that's what we do, brother. That's what we do.
Yes, sir.
So you have right. seen somebody body check, or no, you had to body check somebody in front of a dead body at a funeral.
No, let's not go that dark. No, no. The arrangements were being happening. It was a young man with probably three sisters and his mom in there. He was being a total jerk. They were arguing and fighting back and forth. Mom sitting there silently. The daughters and the son getting into it. The daughter stood up at the end, one end of the table, come around, slapped the guy upside his head for being such a jerk and talking so nasty to his mom. He jumped up. I jumped up out of my chair, grabbed him by his shirt, and slammed him into the wall and said, that'll be enough of this. It's not one of my brightest, shiningest moments, but I did step into a family situation, and everybody got calmed down after that. But no, it was not as dramatic as being right in front of the
body. Do you have the right to say, though, Robert, once you start going down that road with the family, that we're not going to participate in this?
Oh, yeah, I've actually taken my phone book out, laid it down, opened it up to funeral homes and say there's 38 funeral homes right here in this general area. We're not going to do business with you guys. Go ahead and find another funeral home.
What made you do that?
Fighting over money, arguing over just general. You could be fighting over music. It gets down to fighting over the song. So, Dana, what I would say to you, what you said earlier, being 28, 25,
yeah.
Once you get on your own, you absolutely, at the minimum, should have a will that states, if anything, I don't care if you've got a Big Schwinn bicycle you want to give away or someone
right.
to have. Fighting over stuff has been the most. I've had situations where people were at the funeral And another side of the family was actually at the house cleaning out the house.
No.
100%, I swear to Lord.
Wow.
You swear in a Bible on that one?
Oh, yes. One of the funniest things I've ever had happen, Scott, is, you know, of course, you and I's funeral, everybody's going to stand up. They're not going to tell the truth. They're going to say what wonderful guys we were, yep, how awesome we were, how wonderful we were. This was happening to a man that had been married three different times. A woman stood up in the middle of the funeral and said, oh, I'm not going to listen to this S word anymore. She got up and started to walk away. I was in the back of the room. I had my arms crossed, leaning against the wall, waiting, you know, watching the service go on. I leaned to her as she walked down, and I said, why'd you even come?
What'd she say to you?
Just kept puffing and puffing and walked on out the door.
I'm not going to listen to this S.
I'm not going to listen to this BS anymore. Because they were talking about what a wonderful guy he was. And, you know, God bless him. He'd been married four times, so I'm sure there was some people in there that didn't feel that way. But I asked her, why'd you even waste your time coming to the funeral?
Robert, you need to write a book, my friend.
Oh, I could. I promise you. I was also a bingo caller in our local American Legion. I could write a whole book about that stuff, too.
Well, tell me something about bingo.
Oh, too hot, too cold, too fast, too slow. You name it. Arguing over people where they're sitting, and that was my chair. You know, I sit there and blah, 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 or talking too much, talking too loud, blah, blah, blah. It's hilarious. Anytime you get a room of 150 people in there, nothing can go right.
Robert, you call back
anytime you
want.
You're awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all. Have a great day.
You do too, the same. Wow. Dave in Liberty. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
My thing was, I would just be interested to see if the biological father was actually involved in her life.
Mm.
You know, leading up until which point she was murdered, because you didn't hear about the police notifying the father. It was the aunt that I had seen on the television.
Yeah.
So it'd be really interesting to see if he was part of her life or if he just came out after this, because there's going to be quite a payout on this, as well as it should be.
Well, and so, I agree, Dave. I wish we had asked Robert that. Here's a question, Scott. If anyone passes in their 20s and there is no child, there is no spouse, they're single, you know, Robert said it goes up the chain to mom and dad.
And then it goes out.
And then it goes out mm-hmm. to siblings, which I don't know if she had siblings or not. That's an interesting question. If it does truly go up to mom or dad, what if mom or dad has never been a part of this person's life? Is that still the legal next of kin? Or if there's someone that raised you as their own, like the grandmother.
But Dana, short of you writing them
that's
out.
That's why you have to have a will. You are absolutely right on that.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.